on the air, and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound. Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're listening to music from comic book films and television shows. Coming up during this third and final hour, we'll hear music from David Newman's score to The Phantom. We'll also hear Christopher Drake's brilliant score to the 2009 straight-to-video film Wonder Woman, an animated film. And we'll hear Alan Silvestri's brand new score to the upcoming film The Avengers. Now, we opened this part up with music from composer Bear McCreary and his score to the comic book television series called The Cape, a series that didn't last very long. I think it only made it onto air for one season, but Bear McCreary's music is absolutely fantastic. Speaking of other failed comic book films, we are going to look at the 1996 version of The Phantom. In 1939, Lee Falk, a young writer of a two-year-old comic strip, Mandrake the Magician, launched a second strip, The Phantom, which featured the first costumed hero portrayed in the medium. Falk's dream was to break into theater, and he saw comics as a way to support himself while he pursued that endeavor. The tale of The Phantom was a blend of mystical elements and realism, drawn on the influences of classic literature, mythology, history, current events, and theater. Falk provided something for everyone in the strip. The origin story began with Christopher Sandish, who once served as Christopher Columbus's cabin boy, now acting as captain of a commerce vessel attacked by pirates. His young son Kit, the sole survivor of the ordeal, sees his father slain by the pirate leader. Washing up on a distant African shore, Kit is befriended by Bandar, a tribe of friendly pygmies. There, he dwells in a cave which resembles a human skull. After discovering the body of the pirate who murdered his father, Kit swears an oath on the skull of the killer. He promises to fight piracy, and injustice is carried out by his descendants for 400 years, making him seem immortal to all but the pygmies. For the 1996 film, Billy Zane was cast as the Phantom, who would run around in purple leotards and fight crime. The film is actually quite entertaining, and I think if you wanted to find a 90s-styled Indiana Jones film, this would be it. And if you want to see someone really chew up the screen, then look no further than Treat Williams, who plays the bad guy in the film, and also look out for a very young Catherine Zeta-Jones in the movie in a small supporting role. The film was directed by Simon Windsor, and he decided to hire David Newman to score the film. What an inspired choice it was. The score is absolutely brilliant, and for some reason, it's not talked about enough. It's truly one of the greatest comic book film scores out there. Features a dynamite theme, thrilling action material, and a spine-tingling finale that you'll want to repeat over and over again. And now music from The Phantom, original score, composed by David Newman. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to the 1996 film The Phantom, with original score composed by David Newman. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll listen to music from the 2009 animated film Wonder Woman, with a brilliant score by Christopher Drake. And we'll end off today's program with music from Alan Silvestri's new score to The Avengers. Listening to Cinematic Sound, heard right here on cinematicsound.net. We'll be back right after this.
Bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games, this is Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
That was Christopher Drake, Robert J. Krall, and Kevin Manti's fantastic end credit suite from Batman Gotham Knight, an anthology-type film featuring, if I'm not mistaken, four different Batman stories with different styles and animation techniques, which required different styled scores. Everything from the classic Danny Elfman sound all the way up to the Hans Zimmer, James Newton Howard, very modern sounds of the reboot of Batman by Christopher Nolan. It's a fantastic album, and if you can find it, pick it up from La La Land Records. We're listening to music from comic book films and television shows. We're going to continue to listen to the music of Christopher Drake and his fantastic score to the 2009 animated film, which went direct to video, called Wonder Woman. Now, Wonder Woman is a product of the DC Comics universe, created by William Moulton Marsden and H.G. Peter. She first appeared in All-Star Comics number 8 in December of 1941. The Wonder Woman title has been published by DC Comics almost continuously, except for a brief hiatus in 1986. In addition to the comics, the character has appeared in other media, most notably in 1975 through to 1979 for Wonder Woman, the TV series, starring Linda Carter, as well as animated series such as Super Friends and Justice League. Now, there have been numerous attempts to bring the character to the silver screen for a live-action version of the tale, but all of them were in development hell and never came to fruition. In 2011, however, there was a failed pilot that was produced, although nothing made it to network television. In 2009, the animated film was released with Kerry Russell voicing the title role. And I've seen the movie, and it's actually quite good. The animation is spectacular, including the incredible battle and origin story, which takes place for the first 8 to 10 minutes of the film. It's quite remarkable and very entertaining. Now, the plot of the film is loosely based on George Perez's reboot of the character, specifically the Gods and Mortals arc that started the character's second volume in 1987. As I said, Kerry Russell provided the voice for Wonder Woman, along with Nathan Fillion, Alfred Molina, and Rosario Dawson. The high-energy, up-tempo score was composed by Christopher Drake, who is becoming one of the most impressive new composers that I've heard from. And I've mentioned the opening Battle and Origins sequence of the movie. It is epic, and the score matches it to a T. Wonder Woman's theme gets a great workout throughout the score and makes a most impressive reprise during the spectacular end credits. And rhythmically, the score is really impressive as well. It's the backbone of the score, with pounding drums, which help complement the complex brass writing in the score. What also makes this score even more impressive is that the orchestra is synthetic and sampled. Now, that's going to turn off some soundtrack collectors, but Christopher Drake's synth and sample setup is one of the most impressive that I've heard. I don't know how he does it, but he managed to make synthesizers and sound and samples sound as if a real, organic, live orchestra was playing the music. So, this is one of the most impressive comic book film scores I've heard in years. I think it's right up there with some of the best of the best. And now, music from Wonder Woman, with music composed by Christopher Drake.
Thank you.
Music from the 2009 animated film Wonder Woman, with original score composed by Christopher Drake. And if you're interested in the soundtrack, please pick it up at lalalandrecords.com. We have to take one more break, but when we return, we'll feature music from Alan Silvestri and his latest score to The Avengers. We'll be right back, right after this.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
That was Alan Silvestri's incredibly catchy Captain America March from a film released last year called Captain America, The First Avenger. Now, Alan Silvestri is back in comic book mode, composing the music for Joss Whedon's The Avengers, which is getting great reviews and is bound to be one of the biggest blockbusters of 2012. Now, who are the Avengers? Well, they're a team of superheroes appearing in magazines published by Marvel Comics. The team made its debut in Avengers number 1 in September of 1963 and was created by writer-editor Stan Lee, along with artist and co-plotter Jack Kirby, following the trend of superhero teams after the success of DC Comics' Justice League of America. Now, the Avengers originally consisted of Iron Man, Ant-Man, Wasp, Thor, and the Hulk. And the original Captain America was discovered by the team in issue number 4, Trapped in Ice, and he joined the group when they revived him. And of course, there's been a rotating roster of the Avengers, which has become a hallmark of the team. Now, I haven't seen the film, so I'm not sure how the score works in the film. However, on my initial listen, I was a bit underwhelmed by Alan Silvestri's score. It's full of action. It has a few themes. The Avengers theme is the most prominent one of the bunch, but I don't really get a sense of drama or emotion with the music. Sylvester seems to be picking pieces and scraps from some of his earlier scores and employing them into this score. Now, don't get me wrong, it's great to hear a pure orchestral score written for these comic book films, but it's got to do something. It's got to grab you. It's got to be memorable. So this is by no means Alan Silvestri's greatest effort, but it's not a dog either. There are a few enjoyable tracks from the album, and we're going to feature those for you right here on the show. It's just, it could be so much better. With that being said, here is our cinematic sound premiere of music from Alan Silvestri's score to the new comic book film called The Avengers. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please send me an email at cinematicsound@yahoo.com. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we will see you next time.